The vice president shooting his friend in the face was just one of those gifts that kept on giving, as you will hear from the following week's show and a question to Paula Poundstone. Really, the only things that this question had in common with the Cheney incident was that it took place in Texas and involved a politician.
Paula, political candidates often brag about their resumes in the private sector. One Democratic candidate for the Texas House of Representatives, if elected, will bring to office the wisdom he gained while working as what?
A waiter.
No.
As a rich billionaire that doesn't have to do anything.
No.
As a wastrel heir.
In some ways, metaphorically at least, it's similar work to politics, except, of course, in his old job, he took contributions by the hour.
Contributions by the hour.
One could say that he was in the service industry.
Jeez.
Oh, he was a midnight cowboy guy?
If by that you mean, was he in fact a prostitute? Yes,
yeah,
he was.
Yeah.
He was. Tom Mallon was busted when somebody linked him to some old web pages advertising his services as a male escort. He says he regrets his past. He's changed since then. But further, he says, if elected, he'll do for his constituents in Dallas collectively what he used to do for customers individually.
Sure, a guy that lives in hope, you know?
Yeah.
Guy that can be, you have been a prostitute and now you decide you're going to run for office? I don't know.
Yeah, and then you've been busted for it and you're going to keep running? That's hopeful.
Yeah, honestly.
You can shoot somebody and still be vice president. I think that...
No.
You can. That's fine, though.
You know what?
You can shoot someone and remain vice president.
I don't know why you keep bringing that up.
Yeah.
The victim has apologized. What more do you want?
It's true.
I am sorry that I interfered with your shot with my face and my heart.
His entire family felt bad about what they put the Cheneys through. His entire family.
Everybody in life, I believe, has a particular skill, something large or small, that they do better than anyone else. P.G. O'Rourke, for example, is a master of the aggrieved rant.
All right, Mary. Your last quote comes from a very angry letter sent this week to the Boston Herald newspaper.
From watching too many episodes of The Sopranos, your staff seems to have acquired the belief that any Sicilian gesture is obscene.
That was someone defending himself from the charges that he had made an obscene gesture at a reporter in church, no less, who says he may be Italian, but he is never rude.
Justice Antonin Scalia.
Very good. The Supreme Court justice, after attending Mass at a Boston-area church, was asked reporters if people could trust him to be impartial when it came to cases involving religion. Now, in response, he made a gesture that you, listening at home, can make yourself right now. What you do is you lift your hand, you rest your fingernails under your chin, and you flick them forward as if removing a piece of lint, trying to send it across the room. The Herald says this gesture was obscene. Scalia angrily denied it. In response to his insult about watching too much Sopranos episodes, the Herald consulted a Sopranos cast member. In his judgment, quote, "Well, it's not like grabbing your crotch, not that bad an obscenity, but it is an obscenity. It's something you would do after paying a bookie to your bookie, but not something you'd do in a church."
We had a lively internet debate about this. We wrote about it this week.
Oh, I love lively internet.
It's a lively internet debate.
Certainly livened up your week.
Lively. Oh, it's one of the great phrases of the early 21st century, lively internet debate. Oh, go ahead. Tell us. I don't know if we'll be able to stand the excitement.
And hold on. Here's another PJ rant from that same show.
PJ, there are lots of products marketed solely for men, of course. Hummers, power tools, all those interesting pills described in my email inbox. This week, we heard about a somewhat surprising product that's going to be packaged to appeal to the macho market for the first time, as far as we know. What is it?
Appeal to the macho market for the first time.
Well, I should clarify and say it's a fairly common product. We see this a lot, but as far as we know, it's never been marketed specifically for men before, specifically for the macho, manly guy.
Broccoli? No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm just wondering how you would do that.
I don't know, but I mean, it would be a work of genius.
Tall stalk of potent broccoli. Chlorophyll goodness. No. Not broccoli.
No. I need another hint.
All right, here's a hint. I mean, this product has a crude bouquet of race car fuel and sawdust with overtones of WD-40 and red meat.
Sounds good so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm stumped, I've got to say.
Charlie, do you know?
It's NASCAR cologne.
No, it is not.
It's not?
It's not.
It used to be.
Roxanne, do you know?
It sounds like wine.
It is wine. It's wine, the first wine marketed just for men.
Wait a minute. Back up, time out.
I saw this one coming.
What's the word? Thunderbird.
Now that you mention
price?
It.
What's the price? 30 twice. They've been marketing wine to men for years. The top screws off.
Now that you mention it, I haven't seen a lot of Night Train served at my wife's book club.
That's right.
But anyway, this is it's Ray's Station Vineyards in Sonoma County, California. They're going to start marketing what they'll call hearty red wines for men, blended especially for the, quote, backyard barbecuer and NASCAR fan, unquote.
There's a technical term for that. It's called beer.
Yeah.